Yeah, it's all over here in Letterkenny at the Community Centre venue in this top of the table Donegal League Premier Division clash between Kilmacrenan and Celtic and Capri Rovers. Aaron Kelly from the spot on 10 minutes for Capri Rovers looked like he was going to give the league leaders the one, but John Sandilands, 5 minutes from time with a brilliant half volley from the edge of the area, he rescued a share of the spoils for Kilmacrenan and Celtic. Kilmacrenan and Celtic had started the day 5 points off the coattails of leaders Capri Rovers, but with a game in hand. Capri, from their 7 outings to date prior to today, had 7 wins, 21 points. A brilliant start to the season for them. But Kilmacrenan, from their 6 outings, had 5 wins and a draw. So there's plenty on the line here today. But in a game where we probably expected a lot of quality and maybe an exciting contest, it didn't really deliver. But conditions on the day, swirling ones, made it pretty difficult here in Letterkenny. And early on, it was Capri's Alan Gatens across the Paddy McNulty. He flicked it on, but it was easily gathered by Shane Graham in the Kilmacrenan goal. Then, on 7 minutes, Christopher Dillon, he tried to lob Joe Boyle, but that there drifted harmlessly wide. Then, on 10 minutes, that there penalty for Capri, Declan O'Donnell hacked down Alan Gatens. It was a rash challenge, but upset Aaron Kelly. He slotted home from the spot to give his side the lead. Then, on 21 minutes, an Enda McCormack corner was turned into his own net by Aaron Kelly, but that was ruled to have been a push from behind, and that their goal was cancelled out. Much to the relief of the Kilmac defence, and I suppose much to the relief of their management as well. That's the way it stayed up until half-time, 1-0 in a contest that didn't really ignite, and probably Capri fortunate to find themselves in front, because the play was pretty even and pretty, you know, pretty split both ways in terms of chances. Then right after half time, Kilmacrenan probably started the brightest. The Enda McCormack cross, it just evaded the head of Terence Sheedy at the back post. Then Jamie Doherty for Capri fizzed one over the bar on the half volley. That was 57 minutes. Again, not much by way of action between then right up until the 77th minute, but a second yellow card for Capri's Dean O'Donnell meant that he walked and his side were down to 10 men from the remainder. It looked like Capri were going to hang on and get 3 points and open up and extend that gap at top maybe to 8. But Kilmacrenan had other ideas, and John Sandilands, after an Enda McCormack corner, wasn't dealt with on the half volley outside the left foot from the edge of the area, flew into the bottom corner net and said, grabs a share of the spoils for Kilmacrenan. But Capri, on reflection, probably won't be too disappointed. They retain that their cushion at the top, and it's still the same. It's very much in the driving seat at the top of the Donegal League Premier Division.